Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over ways you can price out your service for, of course, your weekly pool service, as well as repairs, little things you do around the pool. Anything that you do should generate some kind of income. So I'll go over some pricing and some ways that you can get the pricing in your area so you can nail down the proper pricing. And you want, of course, to be in the right range when you start your business or when you're pricing out different services. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So what's the best way to find out how to price out pool service in your local area? A lot of the pool groups that you can meet with locally, IPSA, and something similar to that. There are some rules about discussing pricing because of the price fixing in industry. So you have to be careful when you're, you know, in a group setting talking about pricing. However, you can cold call another company and ask for an estimate. If you have a friend with a pool, you can get a bid or you can ask them how much they are paying for service in the area, or a neighbor. And that way you can get an idea of how much someone bid them for their pool service. So asking a friend, neighbor, relative that's in the area how much they pay for service is a good indicator of your service rate. For example, you know, California is such a broad region. Prices are all over the place. Some areas are lower, some areas are higher. And there's no way to get a specific number unless you find out what someone's charging in your local area. You can just call somebody and ask them what they're charging for service, and they can probably tell you. You can identify yourself, you know, as either a pool service pro, or you want to just stay anonymous, however you want to do it. But you can probably get some pricing information. As far as repairs go, that's a pretty easy thing to price out because you would just, of course, check with your local Leslie's Pool Supply, or if you're in an area where there's a pinch a penny, check how much they charge to install a pump or filter. I'll give you some general rules of thumb. You want to either do a flat rate or a hourly rate based on the job itself. Some jobs are hourly. You know, if you're changing out a backwash piston or a backwash piston O-ring, it relatively will take you about 10 minutes, but you're not going to charge the customer for 10 minutes of work because you had to drive over there, you had to get the part, and you had to actually, you have the knowledge to actually do the task. So if you want to charge $20 for that, that is extremely low and it's really not worth your time and effort. You want to charge at least your service call rate, which should be set based on what the plumbers in your area charge. So where I'm at, plumbers usually charge $90 to $95 a stop. There's someone advertising $88 to unclog a drain. It takes them about 15 minutes to unclog it, to snake a drain, maybe less. And then they just made $88 or $90. So $95 is pretty fair for my area. So if you get called out to change the backwash piston because the O-rings are leaking or you're changing the O-rings on that, you're driving out there, you're spending your time. And so that's a service call. That's $95 for that if it's not a customer. Now, if it's a regular customer and you're doing it during your stop, I would probably just charge them like $65 for that service. Since you're there already, you can give them a slight discount. But the point is you want to charge for all the work you do out there. Otherwise, you're working for free, basically, and you're like the Mother Teresa pool service, which you don't want to be. So charge for those little things, and they add up to some money during the month for you as well, and you want to make sure you charge for that. Now, there's been, I'm on the fence about charging for salt cell cleaning because I've never charged for it, but a lot of pros charge for that. So you can implement that on your pool route also. You know, if you're doing a salt cell cleaning, you can charge anywhere from $35 to $65 for that. And you probably will do that every 3 to 6 months, depending on your area. But the point is, having some kind of service rate or some kind of fees for services is important. That way you can capture all the revenue for any kind of installs you're doing. The small repairs I would charge hourly, and then I would pick a fixed amount for installing other things like a pump or a filter. And the reason why you want to pick a fixed rate for that is because sometimes it'll take you longer, sometimes it'll take you less. And if you just have a flat rate for that, it's just better, because if you do, you know, 5 or 6 of these a month and you just charge the same amount, some will be easier, some will take you a little longer. It's kind of hard to pad on that to a customer after the fact you've already quoted them. And if you do it hourly, you may leave money on the table. And most companies, I think, will charge a flat rate for a pump install. And it varies by region. Here, you could probably get away with doing it for $400 to do a pump install, sometimes a little bit more depending on how complicated it is. But usually, you're not going to find anyone that will do it for less than $350, I would say, right now. Now, back in the day when everything was cheap, you could do it for less. But now that everything is really expensive, I would say that $350 would probably be the lowest bid you're going to get out there in my area, at least. You're looking more in the range of $400 to $500 to have that installed. And as far as markup on the product, this is a tough thing because they can look on Amazon and see, you know, something similar, maybe not the same. It looks like a Pentair pump, but it's not. You know, the customer will go on Amazon, they'll see the Extreme Power US pump, and they'll be like, hey, it's only $299 on Amazon. You charge me $1,500. You know, I want a refund, or I want you to put this one in instead. And this is something that you run into because of all these pumps coming in that, you know, Extreme Power USA. I mean, how can they sell this thing for $299? It didn't get a very good rating as far as the reviewers. It looks kind of like the Pentair pump, you know, like the Superflow VS pump, but you can tell that it's not the same quality. At least you can as a pool pro. Customer can't tell the difference between one pump and another. It's all the same to them, I think, you know, visually. But this happens. And so what's your markup? Again, you know, if you're in an area with a Leslie's pool supply, you want to sell that pump for within the same price range as the pump you see there. And just explain to your customer that these are major manufacturer brand pumps. There's 3 major manufacturers out there: Pentair, Hayward, and Fluidra, or Jandy, if you want to call it by the brand name of the equipment. And these companies have good warranties, they make good products, and you're paying the same price you would pay if you bought it at a retail store. Send them the link to Leslie's and they'll see that the price you're charging him is the same price they would pay if they walked in there and bought it themselves. And that should be the end of the story. If they push back too much on that, then just kind of note their name somewhere, so you know that in the future that they're a customer that you probably aren't going to deal with much. And if you're doing just standalone installs and the customer is giving you a lot of pushback, I would say just pass on the job at that point. You're not going to put in an Extreme Power US motor or pump for them. It's just not going to last. I had one of my group members call me a while back. He was doing a commercial pool and they had all these Extreme Power pumps in there. They just weren't moving the water. And you know, he was like, what do I tell them? I'll just tell them that whoever put them in put pumps that weren't rated for commercial use, and you're going to cut them out and put new ones in. And that's exactly what he told them, and that's exactly what happened. So these pumps just aren't the same. You're paying $300 for a pump, and you know, it's made for an above ground pool, basically. It's not made for any kind of commercial application, and certainly not for a residential pool application. So just clarify that with the customer. As far as like a filter install, again, they start anywhere from $400 and up here because of the price of everything has gone up so much that you have to charge a premium when you're doing work out there. 2 or 3 hours of your time is worth that money at that point. If they were to hire a plumber to do it, it would be similar in price. I mean, I have a hard time finding any plumber out there that will put a water heater in for less than $400. Usually it's about $500 or so to put a water heater in now. And before, back in the, and I've done this for a long time, so I know with my rentals that back in the day, you know, 10 years ago, I can get a water heater put in for $200, no problem. It's just the cost of fuel, cost of, you know, anything that you're doing has gone up so much that you're going to just have to charge that rate. You don't want to undercharge for that. And that's something that's going to affect your business and your bottom line. Heater installs, they can range anywhere from $800 to $1,500, depending on how extensive it is. I would say that if you are putting the heater in, you may want to call a plumber out there to do the gas line for you, just so that, you know, you have someone who's actually responsible for that and has done that before. I usually refer all the gas lines out to a plumber. I just feel more confident with the plumber doing it because, you know, the gas can go boom and you don't want to be the one holding the bag for that. As far as the electrical, it's just three wires, so it's pretty easy to connect the heater and it's pretty easy to plumb it in yourself. And you can refer things out that you don't want to touch. You know, like if you get to a pool and the time clock is acting weird, you can't figure it out. Referring it to an electrician is the best thing you can do because they're the ones who do this all the time and they can get it working or replace it. So there are certain things you would refer out, but there's a lot of things you can tackle yourself, of course, as long as you charge a good rate for it and you're getting, you know, a good amount of money for it. And again, everything varies widely by region. Like for example, if you're doing a startup here in California, it ranges anywhere from $600 to $1,000 for that, you know, 10-day startup process that you're going to do. Other areas, it's like $1,500 or $2,000. It gets really crazy as far as kind of comparing one region to another. So don't try to compare California pricing or Florida pricing with Texas pricing. It just doesn't work out. Everywhere is price dependent on your competition, what they're charging. For example, here in California, you could probably get an acid wash for about $500. But in Texas, you probably can't get an acid wash for less than $1,000 or $800. And so again, the prices are based on the competition, what they're charging for their services, and you can't be outrageous in your area. You know, you can't be like, well, Texas charges $1,500, so I'm going to start charging that in my area when everyone else is charging $600. It's just, you're not going to get any business. So I've always been of the mindset that you want to be somewhere in the middle. You don't want to be the lowest guy because lowest bids usually are suspect. Like, why is the guy charging so little? Does he know what he's doing? And then the high bids are like, wow, that guy's crazy. He's charging me twice the price of someone else. And in the middle is like, you know, you're fairly decent. If your acid washes are going for $600 in your area and you're charging $650, that's still reasonable to the customer. You're not charging $1,200 or you're not charging $350. So I think if you can find the baseline, again, calling around, asking other pool professionals that you know what they charge is a good way to do it. You know, in my group chat, people ask, they're in different regions, they ask what you charge for this, what you charge for that. And I think it's important that you kind of get that area-dependent rate charging. Not that you're fixing the prices or anything like that, but you're getting an idea if you're charging too low or too much for the price. As far as the green pool cleanup, this varies widely, again, based on how green the pool is. I have a video where I use the PoolRx for the green pool cleanup. You can look that one up on YouTube. And I have the stages of the pool, stage 1 through 5, and it goes by how green the pool is. So if the pool, if you can see the steps still in the deep, in the shallow end, then it's probably a stage 1 green pool cleanup. And you can probably get away with charging, you know, $300 or $400 for that. It's not going to take you that long. Maybe one day follow up and you'll have that one back. But if it's like there's, you know, frog larvae, I guess they're called tadpoles, and there's mosquito larvae in there, and there's just, you can't see any steps in the pool, even the step in the deep end, the little seat area in a lot of pools, then you definitely want to charge a premium for that. You're looking at $600 to $800 to even turn that thing around and make a profit. And so for me, green pools are kind of based on how green they are, and you're going to have to gauge your area again. Again, other areas probably charge more for green pool cleanups. We have a lot of competition, and so the competition dictates the pricing. And you're always going to get someone out there doing like green pool cleanups for like $200, which is crazy. But those are anomalies. They're not going to last in the industry. And you want to charge reasonable for the amount of time. You know, if you were to break a green pool cleanup hourly, you know, let's just say you're charging $600 for it. And you just divide that by $95. That would be 6 hours worth of work. So it sounds about right, because you get there the first day, you spend about an hour there putting the chemicals in, if you're doing the chemical version of that, cleaning the filter, checking everything. Then you're going back the next day to probably clean the filter again and to check the chemistry and to add more chemicals. And then you return again for a third visit. And then the following week, you're probably going back there a couple more times until it's totally clean. You're vacuuming out all the dead algae. So this would add up to about 4 to 6 hours worth of work. So $600 is not unreasonable to charge for that, if you just want to kind of translate that to an hourly rate and kind of figure out your green pool cleanup based on that. Because if you spend, you know, 6 hours there and you're charging $300, that's like $50 an hour, which is not really worth your time to do it. That's like half your service rate. So of course, to get your rate, just take the amount you're charging and divide it by whatever your service rate is, 95, 105, 120, whatever your area service rate is, you can kind of get an idea of how to bid something just by doing simple math like that. And of course, calling around and finding out what everyone else is charging is also a good thing or a good way to do it. And if you can't charge enough for the job, then of course you're going to pass on it, because if someone wants a green pool cleanup that you normally charge $600 for, they're only going to pay $400. I would just pass on it. You're not going to make enough money. You're wasting your time. Find other things to do with your time. You know, go fishing, spend time at your kid's baseball game, whatever, because you're not really making any money. You're just spinning your wheels. And there's other things out there that you can definitely do and bid on. I think you just don't want to be leaving money on the table. And it's okay to pass on jobs that are just too little for you to do. If someone's calling you and they want you to change like the pump lid O-ring, they're not your service customer, and you tell them, well, it's $95 for the service call. They're like, well, you come on over for $30 and I'll have you do it. No, just pass on that. And you know, one of the things that you have to realize is that your time is money, and you want to maximize your time to make as much money as you can during the day. And doing little knicky-knack things is definitely going to affect your bottom line and how much money you can make during that day. And so avoid doing that and just let someone else take those little jobs and focus on servicing your customers, making sure that everything is running. And you can get a lot of business from your current pool service customers. And those would be my primary customers to do repairs and installs on. And everything else would be secondary. You know, I think I mentioned in another podcast that you should focus on your bread and butter, what's making you the most money. So if weekly service is making you the most money, then you want to add more weekly service accounts. If repairs are where you're making your money, then you want to add more repairs. But I think just focusing on one aspect and not doing too many things, and also bidding correctly, are all ways you can maximize the income on your pool service route. If you're looking for other podcasts I recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and there's over 1,300 podcasts for you to listen to there. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.